Svati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivesesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Advaita
Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Before starting, I would like to welcome all of you to the second discussion of Krishna's transcendental qualities. I'm always very happy to see the family of Krishna's devotees increasing wherever we go. The fifth of Lord Krishna's transcendental quality is Balyan, which means he is strong. Now, all of these qualities don't refer to external qualities only, but they come from within. Krishna's strength, in other words, is not a muscular strength. It is a strength which is totally spiritual and dependent on, and comes from within. What is strong? Listen to the definition of Rupa Goswami. A person who is completely filled with a powerful vital energy is called strong. And Prabhupada comments, a person who has extraordinary strength is called Balyan. Krishna proved his strength in Vrindavan at many occasions. One occasion was when he had called together the gopis for a wonderful pastime at Radha Kund. And all of a sudden, the huge bull demon Arishtasura arrived with his tail wiping the sky and the clouds on the sky. He dug up the earth and the pregnant mothers, like Atma Rama's wife, had miscarriages.
Значи, тогаш се појавил демон во облик на бик, Штасура, кој со својот обаш практички чисто власите на небото, почнал да ринка низ земјата и тогаш бремените жени имале спонтан абортус.
The devotees called out, Krishna, Krishna, what to do? Krishna appeared on the scene just playfully playing with his toy lotus. He looked like a small child with a turban. Very playful. Always looking left and right to greet his devotees. Arista Sura, he told, ugly Arista Sura, what do you want here? I will send you into the kingdom of death. Just come. Arishtasura dug up the earth with his hooves. By the way, this often happens in India. The bulls are just sometimes too much. They just always make this noise, and they dug up the earth with their hooves, and then everyone knows, run, run, run. But Krishna just took his fist, threw it into the mouth of Arishtasura, and batted him 200 meters away.
No, Krishna достигнал боксот, удил Арештасура и го фрлил 200 метри.
After Krishna has killed the powerful bull demon, the gopis made a comment. My dear friends, said one gopi, just see how Krishna has killed Arishtasura. Although he was stronger than a mountain, Krishna just plucked him up like a piece of cotton and threw him away without any difficulty. As if he was a ball of cotton. Another example of Krishna's extraordinary strength is when he single-handedly carried a huge mountain, the Govardhan mountain, on the left of the left pinky of his left hand. Krishna did this for 7 days and seven nights. Every one of the devotees in Vrindavan were completely in ecstasy because during this time they looked at Krishna and had a festival for the eyes. Giriraj Govardhan felt jubilant being touched by Krishna's hands. And not even a stone fell from Giriraj on the people on the bridge passes underneath the mountain. By the touch of Lord Krishna's hand, all the deers were happily jumping on top of the mountain. Indra, who had sent a flood catastrophe to kill the Brijbasis, was flabbergasted because Krishna used the mountain as an umbrella to protect his devotees.
Indra, who brought the Gorzot, was chudomeligan zato što Krishna podržal rivet na svoje krate.
He sent the same mountain, the same clouds, which are used to finish the whole universe at the time of the dissolution, and just ordered them, rain harder, harder, harder. There were flashes in the sky. There were rain floods. And there was also another flood under the hill of Giriraj. There were flashes of beauty coming from Krishna. His yellow dhoti looked like a flash on the body of the Lord, which looked like a fresh monsoon cloud.
слика на господарот на Вселената, кој имал, кој знал како темен монсунски облак.
Ja, монсунски облак, yes. And the white pearls on Lord Krishna's necklace looked like a host of white birds flying past the monsoon cloud. It looked so beautiful. So in this way there was thunder and flashes over Giriraj and thunder and flashes under Giriraj. Flashes of beauty were underneath. Now, why do the devotees talk about Krishna's strength so happily? It is because sometimes in this world the devotees require protection. Amongst Krishna's six opulences, his extraordinary strength with which he protects his devotees is one. When Krishna displays his strength, it is something which he does totally without any effort. Sometimes in contemporary European art, we see Atlas carrying the world somewhere, I believe, where Gibraltar is. That's where the Greek world ends. So Atlas is there, carrying it on his neck, and he is sweating. Prabhupada says he seems to be very tired. And he said such an image should not be entertained in connection with Krishna's upholding this created universe. When Lord Nrisimhadev appeared to combat Hiranyakashipu, he played with him like a cat will play with a rat. Although Hiranyakashipu was so strong that he had practically terrorized the whole universe. Even the powerful demigods were hiding behind the clouds. Krishna's strength is so impressive that it is easy for him to protect his devotees. But we are very weak. We require strength. For instance, we want to control our powerful mind, but the mind wanders everywhere. Many of us wish to be more renounced. But the senses pull us everywhere. And so soon we have a physical weight of 100 kg. Yes. We wish to be victorious over bad influences, like for instance the Scorpio sleeping tendency. We want to be attentive in a lecture, but we always fall asleep. We are very weak Prabhujis and Matajis. Even our willpower or Ichha Shakti is very weak. Our power of knowledge or Jnana Shakti is very weak. And our power to act, our Kriya Shakti, is also weakened. Our only hope is to take shelter in powerful Krishna, who is Balayan, very strong. Krishna says, Tejas Vinam Aham, I am the strength of the strong. Yes. The devotee should now, when he talks about strengths, he should not desire muscular strengths, but spiritual strengths. For the protection of his devotee, Krishna sometimes may use his strengths in almost a physical way. I remember once seeing something, or no, hearing of something, which totally bewildered me. It was in the London temple, in the Bury Place temple, an old temple. Prabhupada was just finishing his lecture. The devotees had built a very, very strong altar. This is a very beautiful altar, but it's not very heavy. I think Yamuna could carry it. Yes. It's not so heavy, but this was a real massive altar with big stone slabs. And as Prabhupada finished his lecture, the stone slabs started to fall down. Like a lion, Prabhupada jumped through the hall and catched the stones, the slab, so that the altar didn't fall down. Now this not even the strongest weight lifter of Macedonia would have been able to do this feat. It was really heavy. I mean, not just a little heavy, but 10 people couldn't carry this. And Prabhupada was there standing. And then his devotees came, and they needed 15 men to hold it. They asked Prabhupada, "From where is this? Prabhupada, how did you do it?" Prabhupada said, "Krishna did it. Krishna will work through his devotees." There is a very beautiful meditation in terms of Ramachandra's siege, this attack of Lanka. The demons who assisted Ravan were equipped with modern warfare. They were actually able to kill, you know, anyone and everyone. But the soldiers on the other side of Lord Rama were just monkeys who threw stones and trees. They were victorious. How? I really think this is a very important question. You also are, or let us say, devotees of Krishna are not equipped in any particular way. We don't have physical strength, intellectual strength, and how will we be successful? To overcome the powerful material energy. Sometimes we say Krishna consciousness means to declare war against Maya. How will we win this war? Maya will just laugh at someone who says, I'm a spiritual warrior. Do you know when someone wants to escape a prison? There are lights. Soldiers just run with guns, come running. The prison walls are very thick. Who will say, I will escape the prison? Especially when the prison is in our head. The prison walls are here. How will you be victorious? You need the strength of Krishna. Otherwise, you have no chance. Prabhupada kaže. There are two kinds. And what type of strength will Krishna give you? Will you become Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever this man is called? Yeah. Prabhupada says there are two kinds of strengths. Daiva and Purushakara. Daiva refers to the strengths achieved from the transcendence. And Purushakara refers to the strengths organized by one's own intelligence and power. Transcendental power is always superior to the power of the materialist. Depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one must fight one's enemies even though one may not be equipped with modern weapons. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna, think of me and fight. We should fight our enemy to the best of our ability. But for victory, we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is our enemy? The enemy is not outside, he is inside. Our own conditionings, our own attachments, our own fear to surrender to Krishna, our complex mind, which is not able to be purified so easily. So for this you need Daivi Shakti, spiritual energy. Spiritual strength. The strength of your body and intelligence is not strong enough to win the fight against Maya. We should go to Lord Krishna. Every day we should visit him. I am trying, my Lord, but I am failing. I do not have the strength which is necessary even to control my mind. Please give me your Daivi Shakti, your spiritual energy, your Bhakti Shakti, so that I can be strong. Strong to tolerate whatever goes wrong. Strong to continue on my way, even though there are obstacles before me. All these appeals should be made to Krishna. If you don't call out for Krishna's help, if you think on my own strength I can do it, you will fail. There's a nice prayer here. May the strong left arm of lotus-eyed Lord Krishna, which treated Govardhan Mountain like a tall toy ball, may this strong left arm protect us all. Rupa Goswami prays like this. Let us turn for strength to get strength to Krishna. This is the essence of Vaishnavism, to not rely on your own strengths. If our spiritual development is dependent totally on us, it doesn't look so nice. But with strong Krishna support behind us, we have every chance to go back to Godhead in one lifetime. Once Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, how long does it take to go back to Godhead? The devotee was expecting maybe three lives. Prabhupada answered, you can go back to Godhead in 1 second or not in 100 lives. It just depends on whether you understand and accept the process. Once Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was asked the same questions, how long does it take to go back to Godhead? And his answer was, for most of the devotees, 3 lifetimes. In one life, the devotee chants is the holy name with offenses. Then, after he has wasted one life, the next life he understands, maybe I should try to give up offenses. And he will do one lifetime on the stage of Namabhasa, the stage of giving up, trying to give up offenses. And in the third lifetime, in the third life, he will try to chant only Shuddhanam. What is your plan? 3 lives, 100 lives, One life, 1 second. What is your time? My dear devotees, you need to understand what is our process. Does anyone in this room sometimes think about going back to Godhead, if I may ask this unusual question? Does anyone in this room ever investigate how to go back to Godhead? Has anyone in this room made the conscious plan that he or she wishes to go back to Godhead? These are questions to be asked and answered in the privately. Only if you begin to ask these questions, how can I go back to Godhead? How can I develop Lubav? Yeah, only then you will something will start to work. I want to tell you a realization. Since 10 years I have a very bad pain in the back, and it came to a great dramatic problem this year. And I finally had to go into a clinic. And it's the best clinic which is at this present moment there in Europe. Even if you stick your nose into the clinic, it costs already 500 euros. I made a special deal. I said, if I put the nose in it, it's only 1 euro for me. But it was so expensive. Then I met the doctor. It's a famous doctor, world famous by now. He looked at me and he said, no wonder that you are having pain. You have not a shadow of muscles. I told him, you're mistaken. I can dance for 10 hours without stop, and I doubt that you can even dance for 2 hours like I can do. He said, this is not because of your muscles. This is because of your enthusiasm. And he was right. So, we need to give you muscles. And I will show you exercises which are so painful, but which will produce muscles in 1 week. But first you have to answer the question, do you want to become healthy again? If you say yes, you will feel so much pain in my hands, you will not believe it. I will have to take you. It's a German doctor. And I said, yes, I have experienced a lot of strong situations in Krishna consciousness. Don't worry, I'm very heroic.
Yes.
And he did a very nice job, really very wonderful job. But he told me, you have to want to become healthy and you have to do these exercises every day. I can't give you health. So if you wish to become Krishna conscious, my dear devotees, you have to want it. It never works in real life that someone does this work for you. Not your guru, not your temple president, no one but you. And when Krishna sees that a devotee seriously wants to go back to Godhead, he will give him this Daivi Shakti, this transcendental strength, because out of one's own strength, one just cannot make it. Krishna is standing behind each one of you. He is always together with you, actually. And he is ready to come to you if you wish to his help. There is a very beautiful story in the narration in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the fourth canto. It describes the disciple whose spiritual master has just died. The disciple cries. At that time, a Brahmana comes. Imagine it's in the midst of the forest. It's really away from civilization. The disciple had served his spiritual master so attentively, and then one day when he massaged his lotus feet, he found out they were cold. His guru had just left in the midst of a meditation. He was crying, and then finally made a pile of wood to burn the body of his spiritual master. And he was crying. Then all of a sudden a Brahmana came. The disciple said, who are you? The Brahmana answered, don't you remember me? I'm your old friend. Like two swans who swim on a lake, the two of us swim in the lake of the heart. And the devotee looked and he saw how the Brahmana, who was outside, was also inside. But inside he didn't look like a Brahmana, but it was Paramatma. The super soul who waits every moment for the living entity who's like a bird to turn to him. Every moment Krishna is there waiting. When will you turn to him, Murari Chaitanya? Yamunaji, when will you turn to Krishna? Smiling. Sachinanda Swami. if you turn to Krishna. That super soul always is there, ready to give us everything we need. Please have no doubt. Krishna is always waiting. He is very patient. And the moment someone really turns to him, the Lord, he as the Lord of the heart comes to the help of this devotee. Balian, he is very strong. He can overcome. Once Prabhupada was hearing one devotee saying, "Oh, Prabhupada, so many obstacles on my path." I have a bad Rahu face. Prabhupada said, with one kick of my foot, I can kick away all the obstacles. You just have to want. No. My dear devotees, you may ask Satchinanda Swami, are you convinced of this? It sounds very nice, but is it practical? I can only say that when you really turn to Krishna, at that time Krishna is immediately there. I just had a phone call with a wonderful devotee who had a very bad accident. Do you know what the devotee said? Maharaj, I'm so thankful. I'm lying in this hospital, but I'm so thankful to Krishna that he gave me this accident. Because now I can see what I have not seen before. Now I really cry for Krishna. And immediately he's there. My dear devotees, be aware, in this world there is one poison which is going around. It's like a poisonous gas which you cannot see but which affects your health. And it is this poison of being uninterested in Krishna. This poison of not turning to Krishna. This poison makes us tupko. Yes, so that we cannot, that we just do not think of Krishna. And we do not turn to the strongest person who is in fact only able to give us protection. Prabhupada, there is a very nice shloka in the Srimad Bhagavat, in the Brahma Sanghita, where it says that everyone in the world is bound by strong chains. From Indra, the powerful king of the universe, to the little insect, the Indra Gopa, everyone is bound by the chains of his karma. They are so strong, these chains. No one can have freedom from the chains. Except the devotee. Because Krishna can take the chains away from his legs. So that the life of the devotee moves in a different way. But the devotee has to want to do this. The doctor told me he has treated really people who came with crutches into the clinic, and they are free from their pains now. He has only one group of people he has not been able to give his therapy to them.
Samo na jedna grupa na ljudi ne uspjela da im daje terapiju.
The jurists, the laws, how do we say it? Barristers, yes. It's a jurist who, you know, they study law.
Lawyers, attorneys.
Yes, lawyers, attorneys.
Pravnitsky.
The Pravnitskys, yes. because they just think so much. When you want to be healthy, you need to have faith, not think so much. So when he said like this, I thought, ooh, Hare Krishna. So this was my little lecture on Krishna being strong. Be strong in faith, my dear devotees. Go to strong Lord Krishna. Although he is so soft that when only a leaf touches his body, there's an imprint of the leaf on his body. He is at the same time extremely strong. And he can protect you and give you the Daivi Shakti which you need to go back home, back to Godhead. Oh, there are so many nice qualities, but I will end here. Krishna is also, he's very strong, but he's also Riman, very shy. About Krishna's shyness, we will talk another time. Do you have any questions regarding this subject or any other subject which is on your mind? Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very interesting advice to devotees. He says that every Ekadasi, that is every 2 weeks, a devotee should investigate where he is or where she is in his or her spiritual development. Ask yourself a question, how good is my bhajan? How can my bhajan be improved? These questions are very useful. I think we all need to monitor our spiritual advancement a little bit. It means we have to watch it and then see where and how to improve it. I personally have seen that many times when you go into the association of the devotees, there is this irrational hope that by Going into the association of devotees, somehow the devotees will take care of your advancement. It is a fact that devotee association is extremely helpful, also purifying. But you still have to do your own work. I once heard an example, I believe, of it was maybe Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, that when the birds fly together, it helps each individual bird, you know, the fact that they fly together, to reach quicker their goal. I do not know if someone has studied this. How many birds you think will fly in this formation? Maybe it depends on what type of birds. Let us give the estimation 35 birds. You know, I'm speaking of the birds who migrate during the cold seasons into the warmer countries. It helps them very much if they go together, fly together. But they still have to fly. You know, one bird says, "Oh, this is very easy and comfortable. Let me rest in the air." Yeah, it won't work. There's something which always helps every devotee. You have to somehow encourage them to go into a maybe new atmosphere. A devotee who goes into a new atmosphere may get good strength. What is the atmosphere which helps us to advance in Krishna consciousness? An atmosphere where there is bhakti, an atmosphere where there is parishanubhavo, and an atmosphere where there is virakti. Bhakti means an atmosphere where there is a possibility to engage more in devotional service. Parishanubhavo means an atmosphere where the devotee can more understand the sweetness of Krishna. And get more, more understanding of Krishna's essential nature. And virakti means a devotee requires sometimes some detachment. Where will you find an atmosphere where there is more bhakti? Where will you find an atmosphere where there is more experience of Krishna? And where will you find an atmosphere where there is more detachment? It's in those times or places where there is nice discussion of Lord Krishna. This is like a therapeutic endeavor. For instance, you could make a decision to go to the Mayapur festival and take part in the discussions about Krishna. You could, you should never give up your hope. You just need to go to an atmosphere where these three things can happen. More opportunity for devotional service. More opportunity to understand Lord Krishna. And more opportunity to practice detachment from Maya. This is an answer of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, yes. I must tell you, Bhakti Granta Prabhu, I have developed this intuitive sense to find out where is this atmosphere. I have discovered personally the book Brihad Bhagavatamrita as a place where all this happens. And singing of bhajans is the fastest way to really express your devotion to Krishna and please Krishna is to just sing His glories. Prabhupada says there's no safer place than where the bhajan or kirtan takes place. When we go to these bhajan and kirtan, it's very important that we know how to enter the bhajan and kirtan. You should consciously clean your mind or free your mind from the worries and the thoughts of the day. When you come to the temple, you should know, now I will engage in the yuga dharma of pleasing Lord Krishna by singing His glories. Those who are kirtan leaders or bhajan leaders must take care that their consciousness is very good and they connect the audience with Krishna. And the audience should be very willing to now make a spiritual experience. That's why we try to, when we go to the temple, dress in devotional clothes, not jeans or whatever, jeans or I don't know anything else one can dress in. But, you know. It's a religious experience which we wish to do. We want to now enter the sacred space where we glorify Lord Krishna. My dear devotees, if you just keep this one rule in your mind, to really try to make the kirtan work for you. When you really see that when you start the kirtan or be in the kirtan, it's a spiritual exercise. It's not for seeing your friends. Ha ha, hi, hoo, hoo, you. You can do this afterwards. Social level is also very important. Yeah, but the kirtan bhajan must be for Krishna. Enter the sacred space and allow yourself to be transformed. Enter the hall of Kirtan, where all human beings can come together and glorify the Lord. Don't be unspiritual. Don't be bewildered. No, this is the temple of Kirtan. You can easily think of Krishna when you put something in your mind from the holy scriptures about Krishna. It is natural that we think about what we have read or heard. But when you do not read, then you will stop thinking about Krishna. Only when you are advanced, then your mind and your heart always goes to Krishna. I had such a realization when I flew last time to India that I want to tell you this. In India, some of the hotels are equipped with our Bhagavad Gita. In other words, when people go into the hotels, they find the Gita on the night table. So last time when I was flying to India, I noticed there was one steward in the plane, you know, these people who serve the others, who looked very patient and calm, and I asked him, all these people have so many demands, but you remain so tolerant, what is your secret? I really admired him because, you know, everyone called him, give me this, give me that, give me mineral water or meals or medicine, you know, doom, doom, doom. He was running all the time. He said, maybe my secret is that I think of God. I have no time now, but I will tell you later. And then he told, he came when everyone was resting, he came to me and told me his story. You will not believe it, it's so good. He said, I was a chain smoker before. I was so nervous. And if I didn't have my 3 packets of cigarettes a day, I would, you know, you could send me into the mental hospital. My health deteriorated every day a little bit more. Now one day when after an international flight I went into my hotel in Delhi, it was a new hotel, I saw the Bhagavad Gita on the night table and decided to read. And there I found the shloka which said, if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a fruit, a flower and a little water, I will accept it. I decided to make an experiment. Next day, I went with a flower and a leaf and some bananas and a bottle of Bisleri water. Yes, mineral water. And I gave it to the pujari in the Delhi temple. He went to our temple. And then I said, my dear Lord, I'm a small person. I have now given you a present. Please give me a present in return. I am a very small person. Please, although I know one shouldn't make any business with you, but a small business. Help me to give up my urge to smoke. And he described. He began to cry like Indians do when they are. This is wonderful when you something is moving. Why not cry? No. He said to me, I didn't even have the urge to smoke. I said, impossible. How many months? Yeah, half a year already. I'm free from it. Thanks to the Bhagavad Gita. And I'm thinking now always about Krishna, that he did a wonder for me. There are so many things, so many ways how you can think of Krishna. Yesterday we talked about gratefulness. He has given you a healthy son called Gaur Nitai. He has given you Ekadasi. And tomorrow you might eat grains. He has given you grains. If you start with gratitude, that's a very easy way to think of Krishna.